We turn now to Scripture. I invite you, if you'd like to follow along, probably for most of us here, a familiar story, a story of a woman who is sick, has been sick for some time, and she seeks healing from Jesus. It's found in the 8th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke. If you would like to follow along while I read this passage, it's either it will be on the screen or it's on page 64 in your pew Bibles if you would like to follow along. Where did I put the clicker? Always going back and forth. As he went, the crowds pressed in on him. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. And though she had spent all she had on physicians, no one could cure her. She came up behind him and touched the fringe of his clothes, and immediately her hemorrhage stopped. Then Jesus asked, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the crowds surround you and press in on you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, for I noticed that power had gone out from me." When the woman saw that she could not remain hidden, she came trembling. And falling down before him, she declared in the presence of all the people why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." Friends, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our Lord shall stand forever. Amen. Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. As your bulletin indicates, our topic this morning is Built to Last. Now, if you are in the business world and you hear these words, Built to Last, you might think of the book written by Jim Collins, published some a little more than a decade ago, which addresses the successful habits of visionary companies. Or if you're a TV freak, you might think of a short-lived series back in 1997. Or if you're a Deadhead, you'll know that Built to Last is an album put out by the Grateful Dead, their last studio recording, mind you, back in 1989. Or if you're like me, it makes you think of a car or a truck commercial. One of the major automobile distributors, didn't they have a commercial that their vehicles were built to last? That's what their manufacturers say, at least say. But I suspect you're not surprised that I have chosen Built to Last for other reasons than it being a book or a TV show or an album or a truck commercial. That reason being that the life of a Christian, the life of a follower of Christ, is built to last. Or better yet, a disciple of Christ discovers that he or she has the resources, the inner fortitude, the faith to endure the trials of life, to withstand the inevitable challenges we humans face in our time on earth. Now, surely there is more to life than simply enduring, surviving. Though I must say, for many in this world, surviving is a daily challenge. But at its heart, God built us to do more than simply last. God created us to thrive. That is God's desire for us, to enjoy the fullness of life offered in Jesus. But one of the keys to surviving, to thriving in this life, is navigating the peaks and valleys, the highs and lows which come our way, especially the lows, the valleys which so many of us must face. The Christian is built to face those challenges and emerge, no, not unscathed, but still with one's hope, one's faith, one's joy intact. Well, in my opinion, one of the best movie characters ever created is Indiana Jones. How many of you remember when the first one, Raiders of the Lost Ark, was released? Yeah, a lot of you are dating ourselves, aren't we? Well, that movie, along with The Godfather and Star Wars, were seminal movie experiences for me growing up. I saw Raiders of the Lost Ark first with Teresa in Fayetteville, North Carolina, when it was released in 1981. And the next night, I insisted that my parents, my older sister, my younger brother, go see it, which we all did and saw it again. But I want you to skip past that movie, skip past the dreadful Temple of Doom, and go to the Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, you know, the third one in that series. And do you remember that step of faith that Andy is forced to take? Not forced to take, he chooses to take. You know, the Last Crusade, for those of you who haven't seen it, or just as a reminder, is about the search for the Holy Grail, the cup Christ used in the Last Supper. In the Last Crusade, Indy is reunited with his father, played by Sean Connery, and they embark on a search for this holy relic. They reach its hiding place, only to discover that actually getting to the Grail will be no easy task. Shot and injured by the Nazis, Indy's father, Dr. Jones, his survival depends on Indy reaching the Grail first, as legend claims that drinking from the cup brings healing. And to get to the Grail, Indy must pass three tests. He must become a penitent man, one who kneels before God. He must follow the Word of God, symbolized in the movie by correctly spelling God's name. And finally, he must take a step of faith. And you remember, he's on that ledge, and he's looking out, and there's just a huge bottomless pit, the Slough of Despond, this abyss, this chasm, with nothing there. And he stands there with his feet, remember, and he steps out. Well, without getting into a discussion of Indiana Jones's religious sensitivities, have you ever been in a situation which caused you to fear, to doubt? Have you ever faced seemingly impossible odds and circumstances wherein you had to step out in faith and totally trust? If so, you're not alone. I hope it brings you comfort to know that you have a lot of company. Folks who have faced long odds, trusted God, and found salvation. We read about one of them in our story in the Bible. A woman who is struggling, yet one who takes a leap of faith. Of faith. And as a result, hears those words from Jesus' mouth. Your faith has made you well. In the Gospel according to Luke, as we read, there is a scene wherein Jesus is walking through the streets and throngs of people are following him, hanging on his every word, trying to get close to him. We know that scene. We live in a celebrity-saturated society today. Many of us have stories of rubbing shoulders with celebrities, running into so-and-so in the elevator, seeing so-and-so in a restaurant, locking eyes with so-and-so in the airport, and somehow we sometimes feel our value is somehow elevated simply by being in the presence of celebrity. Well, that's kind of the way it was with Jesus. He was the one everyone, rich and poor, old and young, sick and well, was curious about, the one everyone wanted to get near. Luke writes, a great crowd gathered and people from town after town came to him. As he went, the crowds pressed in on him. You see, Jesus' wisdom and teaching and skills as a miracle worker has made him a popular figure, so much so that wherever he goes, crowds press upon him. He has trouble getting away on his own. For even then, the crowds find him, they search him out and want him to heal them, to feed them, to teach them. And one such person is an unnamed woman who has been ill for 12 years. Though she has spent all she has on physicians, no one could cure her. She came up behind Jesus and touched the fringe of his clothes. And immediately her hemorrhage stopped. Now, you might be the cynical type and reason that as she has spent all her money on physicians, she was probably ready to try anything, reasoning to herself, well, what have I got to lose? Let's see if he can heal me. But if so, you need to read the the story a little bit more carefully. Crowds were pressing in on Jesus. Lots of people had to be touching Jesus. And yet, when this woman touched the fringe of his clothes, just a tiny touch, he felt it. Why would Jesus notice this particular touch in the midst of being jostled about? Somehow this touch must have been different. If a touch can be gentle and humble and filled with faith, this had to be it. Otherwise, Jesus wouldn't have noticed her touch or commanded the woman after she had confessed it, or commended the woman after she had confessed it. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace. This woman had suffered for some 12 years, but had not lost her faith. And in fact, considering that, one, she was a woman, which in that day and time meant she already had a mark against her as far as her status was concerned, a reality in some circles still today to be the case. Secondly, she was a woman who had a hemorrhage, making her ritually unclean. Third, that she had to fight through the crowds to even get close to Jesus. And fourth, that she owned up to what she did with fear and trembling, mind you, makes her step of faith every bit as dramatic as that of Indiana Jones. You know, the Bible is full of stories of ordinary men and women, folks just like you and me, who face seemingly impossible odds, yet who, through their relationship with God, survive to thrive. People who lose their health. People who lose loved ones to death. People who are driven from their land, lose their property. People who have every reason to give up on life, to become bitter and angry and cynical, and yet they don't. These people are built to last because they have a deep and abiding faith in a God who keeps His promise to never leave or forsake them, whose Spirit sustains them in all the trials and tribulations of life. Friends, all of us face challenges in relationships, in our profession, loss of a job, the prospect of a new opportunity, and the anxiety that goes along with it, with our health. No one goes through life without being touched in some way by the pain and challenges of being human. Additionally, many, if not most of us, will have to, at some point or another, take that step of faith, to trust in God when it doesn't seem to make any sense, to step out when there doesn't appear to be any support holding us up. We're all familiar with the man who dreamed that during his life there were always two pairs of footprints going along, one of him and one of God, but in the bad times there was only one set of footprints, and the man asked God where he was, and God replied, "The footsteps were mine as I carried you through the dark times." Friends, the biblical witness is that God will carry you through the dark times. If you let Him, God will support you. God will walk with you through the valley, through the fire, through the storm. That's what the cross is all about. God suffers with us. And in the empty cross, God promises resurrection in every circumstance of life. You and I are built to last. That's how God created us. And God will finish the work He has started in you and in me as we put our faith and trust in Him. Praise be to God that it is so. Let us pray. Oh God, we thank You that You call us in Jesus Christ, that You strengthen us, that You love us, and that You will always support us as we go through the challenges of life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.